This is Dr. Inigo, dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Enrique Alejandro Sanchez. Date of birth, August 4, 1965. Case ID number is 6020831. Date of exam, July 18, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Shoreline Pavilion, dated August 24, 2022, and a Social Security questionnaire dated 2023. Also, a report from Coastal Bend Ice Center, dated 10/7/22. Identifying information, this is a 57-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of left-sided hemiparesis/plegia, secondary to a right cerebral vascular accident and left eye blindness and hypertension. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was August 24, 2022, where he worked as a truck driver delivering fruit for approximately 12 years. He states during that time he worked approximately 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. Although he also states that it was somewhat part-time and seasonal. At the present time, he lives with his sister in her house and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, left-sided hemiparesis/plegia. Secondary to a right cerebral vascular accident / left eye blindness, and number two, hypertension. History of allegations, number one, left-sided hemiparesis/plegia, secondary to a cerebral vascular accident with left eye blindness. The claimant state that on August 24, 2022, he was driving and he noticed that he could not see from the left side of his face and noted that he was having a cerebrovascular accident. The claimant went home and his friend drove him to Shoreline Pavilion where he was hospitalized for 1.5 months secondary to having a right-sided cerebral vascular accident. When he presented to the hospital, he had left-sided hemiplegia/paresis and decreased balance along with left eye blindness, hemiopsia. His speech was normal. And his mental status was confused with mild decreased memory. He denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. His residual symptoms include left-sided hemiparesis, mild, with mild decreased balance, and left-sided eye hemopsia. The claimant's speech is normal, and his mental status appears to be normal at this time as well. He denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 1 hour, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs with the rail, comma, and he does not need an assistive device at this time. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, and button his clothes, as well as lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top. The claimant was diagnosed with acute/subacute ischemic injury with moderate size area of decreased perfusion to the right medial occipital and right medial temporal lobes consistent with acute/subacute ischemic injury. There is generalized enlargement of ventricles and sulci consistent with mild generalized cerebral volume loss. no shift of midline structures. There is mild decreased density in the periventricular white matter, indicating mild microvascular ischemic white matter findings. There was also occlusion / stenosis / thrombus in the right posterior cerebral artery just beyond the origin. The claimant also had plaques of 50 to 69% narrowing of the left internal carotid artery cerebral portion. Allegation number two, the claimant states that in 2013, he was diagnosed on a routine visit as having high blood pressure. He denies any symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, headaches, but some blurred vision. He also denies any myocardial infarction, but did have a cerebral vascular accident on August 24, 2022. At the present time, he's on nifedipine, 30 milligrams QD. His blood pressure at this visit was 131 over 90 mmHg, which is borderline high. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk one block, stand for 1 hour, climb one flight of stairs, and bend over to pick up clothes. He's unable to squat. He is also right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, and lift approximately 5 pounds. He is unable to button his clothes or open up a jar top at this time. The claimant presented with no assistive devices and he takes no medication for pain. He states the only physical activity he does is walking around the house and in the house. His daily activities include watching TV, doing lighthouse work, cooking, helping with the laundry, and walking. The claimant states his condition has improved since the stroke. Family history: father died of a myocardial infarction at the age of 55. He also had hypertension. His mother died at the age of 83 from pancreatic cancer. She had had cerebral cardiovascular disease and hypertension as well. Medications: aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams QD, and nifedipine, 30 milligrams QD. Major surgeries: none. Social history: tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol: the claimant has a history of drinking 6 beers per day for 10 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit. Weight 194 pounds, height 5 feet 9 inches, BP 131 over 90 mmHg, heart rate 83 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 29. General: this is a male who appears to be a stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian and presented to my office for a disability examination by himself. HEENT. The claimant has a normocephalic atraumatic head, Nos cluerictors was noted, or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields was grossly abnormal for the left side. The claimant does have hemiopsia. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/70, pinhole is 20/70, OS uncorrected is 20/50, pinhole is 20/50, binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant states that he does wear glasses but did not present with them. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves. The claimant does have left-sided blindness consistent of left hemiopsia. Otherwise, all the other cranial nerves appear to be normal at this time. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was poor, and heel to shin exam was abnormal, and the Romberg sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the right, upper, and lower extremities, and mild decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left, upper, and lower extremities. The claimant does appear to have some decreased range of motion of the left shoulder as well as function of his hand. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, in the supine position, it was 80 degrees on the right side and 60 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, especially on the left, upper, and lower extremities. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate, although his gait was slow and mildly unsteady. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires no assisted device at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was +4/5 for the left side and +5/5 for the right. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for left-sided hemianopsia. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patella, and Achilles reflex were slightly increased to +3. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the left, upper, and lower extremity. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +5/5 for the right upper and lower extremity and +4/5 for the left upper and lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal for the left side but normal for the right. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects with his left hand and has no problem with his right. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for evidence of a right cerebral vascular accident with mild left upper and lower hemiparesis. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength for the right side at +5/5 and for the left at +4/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted for the left upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show some fatigue. The claimant does have limitations in his visual fields and in his visual acuity, but mostly on the left side. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to left upper and lower hemiparesis and left-sided hemianopsia of his eyes. Probable diagnoses. Number one, right-sided ischemic event with left-sided upper and lower hemiparesis and left eye gaze hemianopsia. Dash, the claimant appears to be recovering from his stroke. He has gotten better. However, he still has residual symptoms. Allegation number two, hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 131/90 mmHg, which is borderline high. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Enrique Alejandro Sanchez.